The following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we got a great show for you today. We've got Mark Cosenza. He's the Senior Vice President in Inland Real Estate up in Chicago. He buys more property around the U.S. than anybody else. We're going to talk to Mark about what he sees in the U.S. real property marketplace trends. Going to be great. Then we've got, we've got Denise Vidot from UHealth. We're going to talk about her research into medical marijuana. And then our last segment, I'm going to give everybody an update on my wife's search for a kidney donor and a kidney transplant. It's National Kidney Donation. It's National Organ Donation Month, so we're going to do a little focus on that at the end of the show. Whole show's going to be upbeat, positive energy, filled with information that you can use today to improve your life. So take it away, AC, and we'll be right back with Mark Cosenza talking about commercial real estate insights you're going to want to hear.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity, you know the roof on fire. We go boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
Oh, man, I just love this. This is just the greatest. I just love doing this. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every inch that you can. So I have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap pickup and delivery service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, you know, by now you know you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team too. Combining unsurpassed expertise that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment with Dr. Kaplan and his team, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hi, this is Jim, and we are back, and we're back with one of the coolest guests we've had in a long time. We've got Mark Cosenza on, and Mark is the Senior Vice President of Inland Real Estate Acquisitions. He's joining us today to talk with us about the commercial real estate acquisitions market. Thanks for joining us today, Mark. Can you tell me a little bit about your business and, you know, what Inland Real Estate Acquisitions is buying and, you know, your relationship with the Inland Real Estate groups of companies, all that good stuff?
Yeah, first, Jim, thanks a lot for having me on the show. It's a pleasure, and looking forward to having this chat with you. On the Inland group of companies, IREA, Inland Real Estate Acquisitions, is who I'm with, and we are part of the overall parent group.
Okay.
We are the purchasing entity for the Inland group of companies and all the entities that it sponsors.
And how long have you been there? Since you've been there like 10 years now, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been there. I'm going on 11. And our side, the acquisition side, you know, we have purchased 673 programs. Our private capital group we purchased for. We also have purchased all of the properties for the seven REITs that we have, some of which have gone on to the New York Stock Exchange, and some of them have come actually full cycle and been taken private. Most recently, our Inland Real Estate Corporation was taken private by DRA. And these are all the programs that we have sponsored and the ones that the acquisitions team that I'm with has purchased for.
Now, how much real estate has Inland bought since its founding? First of all, when was it founded and how much has it bought since then?
Well, we were founded in 1968, and last year we crossed over the $40 billion mark.
Wow.
And we are now approaching, actually, we just crossed over $41
billion. Whoa.
We're very prolific, so things change quickly on our numbers. You know, one thing I want to hit on, though, a lot of people don't realize that Inland was started with 1-2 flat in Chicago.
Oh.
And we were really founded on apartments.
Hey.
And we became Inland's largest landlord in the Chicagoland area in the 70s and 80s with like 45,000 units. And then we transformed into retail in the 90s, and we continued to grow, own, and manage apartments even the whole way through that retail process.
Well, you know, you talked
to... I don't want people to lose light that we are and always were in apartments.
Oh, no, and you talked about the start of Inland being with a flat. Why don't you talk about the people behind the start of Inland? Because I think that's a great part of the story and really augurs well for the way you guys think about real estate.
Yeah, that's a good point. It was started by four school teachers. One of them happens to be my father, Joe, which I think a lot of people in the industry know. He's been around the circuit a long time since inception, so it's been about 48 years now, I think that is. And, you know, just they all still work. They're all here every day, and they're just enjoying what they do.
Yeah, I think I have one of the early school teachers coming with me to a Marlins game next week. I got Jonathan Stein coming. For what I understand, he was a PE teacher.
Yeah, he was one of their early recruits. Yeah,
he's an amazing
and definitely
guy.
Known from their teaching days.
Yeah, he's an amazing, amazing guy. Is every person I've met there, of course, other than you. Now, $40 billion, that's a lot of real estate. Have you individually been involved with a lot of that, and how do you find these deals?
Well, I'm not quite at 10% yet, but I've purchased about $3.5 billion.
Wow!
In various asset classes, I've purchased retail, I've purchased office, industrial, apartments, of course, medical office buildings, a lot of single tenant net leases, I've done sale leasebacks, and I did my first student housing deal last year.
Wow.
you know, right now we're mainly focused on grocery anchored retail and Class A apartments, but you know, we still have entities that purchase in many different food groups.
You know, I kind of touted this as an overview of the U.S. real estate investment market. You touch properties all around the country. You touch all the different food groups. I'd like to start with your thoughts on Miami, and maybe we can then expand that to the rest of the country. You know, why don't you give, well, you gave a breakdown of the properties, I guess, but anything you can talk about currently, maybe something in Miami?
Well, Miami is one of those gateway cities, which leads to some hefty pricing. You know, we're always looking there. I have looked at multiple multifamily deals and retail deals recently. I do have a retail deal that I'm pretty hot on right now. I don't have any kind of agreement on it, so I don't want to.
Yeah, don't get specific.
Yeah. It's grocery anchored, and those are the types of deals that we're chasing right now.
Well, those aren't easy to find. I was talking to somebody earlier today, and at least in Florida, grocery anchored development's almost ground to a standstill. You got some freestanding, you got some rehab, you got mostly Walmart anchored centers, and those, unless they're super centers, or those are either real big or real small. But that's Miami. What are you seeing in the rest of the country? What are some of the hot market sectors around the country? Sounds like apartments are strong, grocery retail. What's up?
Yeah, well, on the grocery retail side, you know, we realized, or I guess I'd say we've always known, that grocery-anchored or necessity-based retail has been recession-proof, and that was that is why we have always made that a strategy in our REITs to own. And, I've said this before in another interview in December in New York, we know that the average person visits necessity-based or grocery-anchored retail about 60 times a year. So we know we're getting foot traffic, and we know it's necessity. You know, going across the country, you know, a lot of people like to focus on what they call the smile, you know, the bi-coastals, and then they fill in that southern part of the U.S. through Texas and such. And we've gone with that strategy, but we also are not adverse to going to the Midwest. You get a little bit more value, and you still have the necessity. Everybody has to eat everywhere. So we realize that. I think the retailers that are there realize that, and the entire market realizes that. So it's a great product for us to own and manage.
What do you think about the apartment sector, and why do you think that it's in such great demand in the market right now?
Well, apartments are a great market right now, and it's really hot. We're looking, we're looking across the country, focusing on the top 100 markets. We probably get priced out of the first 10. We realize that, but there's always some deals, you know, that are hanging around the fringes or the, you know, the rim in those areas that we'll look at. And, you know, the reason why it's hot is you've got the baby boomers who are downsizing their homes, but they still want the high-end luxury finishes. So they're moving to apartments, and maybe they have a second home or a second spot, and instead of buying a condo, they're just renting, and they've got, you know, dual places that they're commuting to in different times of the year because they still want to be close to family on the home front. Maybe they're buying that smaller home or condo in Florida, Phoenix, or you know, the like, and then they're renting back in their home state where their family is, so they can spend, you know, the quality time during the holidays. And then you've got, of course, the millennials that everyone's talking about, which is the next largest generation, and they want more flexibility. But on the other side, they also have huge student debt. They want flexibility to move if jobs take them there. They want to test cities out that they think they might like, and so they want that flexibility of moving around. And they don't want the additional worries of home ownership, you know, mowing a yard and the like. So that's what's really driving it all. And, of course, when we're looking for apartments, you know, we're thinking about walkability, work-live play, the school districts, the amenities, of course, like talked about. Affordability is always key. But the key driver that we look at is job growth in that market that will sustain renters in that millennial group for a long time.
You know, we've got to take a break. I hope you'll stick with us because there's a lot more stuff I want to get to. I want to make sure we get some good information out there that can help people in their decision making, you know, even today. So we'll talk about what markets you're looking at, what are your criteria, how people can present you with transactions, a whole lot more great information from Mark Cosenza, Senior Vice President at Inland Real Estate Acquisitions. We'll talk about how you can make money with Inland right after this. Mark, thanks for sticking with us around the break. We'll be back after this. AC, take it away. They're walking on sunshine, but you're driving on the highway or the street, so be careful out there. And that person that just cut you off, the heck with them. We're staying happy here on Freed on Business. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, everybody. Where do you go when the traditional bank says no, when your situation's not going to allow you to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan? If you've got a story to tell and your loan scenario just doesn't fit in the standard box, well, what are you going to do? I'll tell you what you should do. You should call Bob and Milvey at Spectrum Mortgage. I've known them for over 10 years, and they've been in the business for over 25. They're the pros at providing non-QM portfolio bank loans for jumbo borrowers. They represent only small community banks that will portfolio loans that the traditional lenders won't even consider. Spectrum's also one of the oldest private lenders in Florida. They provide bridge loans up to $10 million, cash out on purchases, properties anywhere in the state of Florida. They'll even finance your commercial project. Hey, they'll even make loans to non-U.S. citizens, and occasionally they'll provide some construction funds. I've seen Bob and Milvia perform. I've seen them approve a deal the same day and close within a week. I know they're the folks to call when you're challenged. So call Bob or Milvia at 305-444-3666. Again, 305-444-3666.
Marlins fans, your home team is back in town, and we'll be taking the field this weekend against our division rivals.
Division rivals.
The Atlanta Braves. April 15th, 16th, and 17th. Join us for an exciting weekend of baseball and cheer your Marlins on to victory.
A tremendous high drive to left. It is up, up, and away. Home run number one.
Be sure to secure your tickets now at Marlins.com. See you at Marlins Park, and let's go fish.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350.
Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back. We're back with great information about commercial real estate around the U.S. We're here with Mark Cosenza. He's the Senior Vice President of Inland Real Estate Acquisitions. He's one of the biggest buyers of real estate across the country. In this segment, we're going to talk about what he's looking to buy and how you can make money by doing business with Inland. Welcome back to the show, Mark.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Hey, now, we talked a little bit about what you're looking to buy and where you're looking to buy in the last segment. We talked about apartments. We talked about grocery-anchored retail, but we didn't talk about markets. Within the U.S., what are the hot markets you're looking at? We know you like apartments. We know you like retail. Where is the place to buy this stuff?
Well, we really want to hone in on the major markets and secondary markets. We're getting away from tertiary side. And, you know, like I said before, a little earlier, you know, it's necessity-based grocery anchor, and on the apartment side, it's Class A, and, you know, maybe I'm in that high B range, too, where I got a little bit of value add.
Okay.
And really, we're nationwide in that scope for both the retail side and the apartment side, because we have multiple entities here. You know, as I alluded to in the first part of the segment, we're buying from multiple groups here that have different strategies. So we're running the gamut within these, you know, whether it's ultra-high demographics or I'm willing to go into a secondary market or on the apartment side, it's, you know, Class A luxury-type product or that value-add product. So we're looking in a lot of different areas.
It sounds to me like you're a broker's dream, that they have to have you on speed dial as soon as they get an idea that something might be for sale, not even waiting for a listing. Now, how long does it take for you to close a deal? And it seems like the pace with buying $4 billion, $40 billion worth of real estate, $4 billion for you, that you got to really close a lot of deals fast. So how long does it take, and has your pace changed over the years?
Well, you got to be quick, Jim, and we've prided ourselves on that for 48 years. I don't think anyone negotiates a contract faster than we do and does due diligence like we do. We're extremely fast, and we pride ourselves on that. And going back to one of the questions you had earlier on how do we obtain most of these deals?
Yeah.
You know, in the early 2000s, we built a lot of direct relationships with developers, and because we closed, and we closed fast, we build on those relationships, and I'd say about a little over 73% of our deals are off-market. Like 52% of those or so are from seller, you know, direct from the developers themselves. And then the rest are the brokers will give us first show on this. And so, you know, I'd say contract, you know, we get a contract negotiated 1 to 2 weeks. We do a typical 30-day due diligence. You know, once in a while we'll dip below that, and then we close right afterwards, 5-10 days. So that's a really quick time frame to get a deal done.
Yeah, but the thing that you really mentioned was where you get your deal flow from, and that really benefits the people that are your partners in your funds and your REITs, because if you're getting these deals off market, brought to market, getting the friends and family opportunity, it's something that the individual investor just can't get. Now, what's the type of real estate sector that's not really attractive to you guys right now?
Well, I got to say, you know, the one that really stands out is power centers and anything really in a tertiary market. You know, the power centers, I think they're going through a transition period. They don't have that true necessity-based segment to them. And the retailers, you know, they're working on their omni-channel experience, and they're still working through their store formats and exactly how they want to look. And, you know, in the power centers, you know, you've got tenants like the Office Max and Staples mergers, you know, still waiting to happen. So there's things on these larger boxes that, you know, are trying to be figured out. And so power centers have really lost their luster over the last few years.
So it sounds to me like you've got a concern about what's going on with online retailing and its impact on the shopping center.
Well, I don't want to say a concern.
Okay.
And I talked about this in December at the New York ICSC show. you know, the omni-channel experience with online retailing is something that we need to embrace, the retailers need to embrace, and I actually think helps them overall and us as landlords overall. You know, I think in many of the instances, they're still going to want a bricks-and-mortar presence. Look at Amazon. They started out as an e-retailer, and they're opening bookstores now. So going forward, the expansion and the congruity of growing the e-commerce side of their business, I think is going to drive their bottom line overall, and I think will help to keep these brick-and-mortar stores actually open. They might just look a little different.
You know, we've only got a couple minutes left. We've talked about apartments. We've talked about shopping centers. I know that you guys have had experience in retail, office. What are some of the other product types that you think might have some good traction going forward? And remember, you only have about a minute and a half or so left, Mark.
Yeah, sure. I mean, besides grocery anchored and apartments, you know, medical office, I think is going to be a real strong category over the next few years. You know, just thinking about baby boomers and retiring, and they're paying attention to their health, and just the sheer size of that generation is going to drive that for the long haul. And we just got into self-storage, partly because of the millennials and their mobility, but also if people are moving from larger homes into apartments on the boomer side, you know, there's still collectibles that they want to have and need a place to put them. So self-storage is on that list. I hit medical office buildings, and we, you know, we're still keeping an eye on that student housing type product as well.
Well, Mark, listen, I want to thank you so much for coming down and talking to us on the radio today. I've got to get you down here to look at some real estate and go to a couple of ball games with me. Can I get you on the air saying we can get you down to Miami to do a little socializing?
Absolutely. Would love to be down there. Maybe, you know, even hit a little bone fishing. I hear that's hot down in the Miami area.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd love to catch a game with you and do that. And I really appreciate inviting me to your show.
It's my pleasure, Mark. Hey, listen, we're running out of time. We got a lot of Jets fans that listen. And for you guys in Chicago, I'll say a lot of Detroit Lion fans listening. So go slow when you give it. But how do people get in touch with you?
Well, they can just call me direct or email me. I answer my phone personally every minute that I can. I'm at 630-218-4946 direct, or they can email me.
Give the number again, because like I said, we got a lot of those Jets fans and Detroit Lion fans that are listening. They need it to go a little slower.
I love it. So it's 630-218-4946, and my email is mcasenza@inlandgroup.com.
Oh, you're my man, Mark. You can come on anytime if you can play ball with me like that. Mark Cosenza, he's the Senior Vice President at Inland Real Estate Acquisitions. He's the buy side for one of the biggest owners of real estate. If you're in commercial real estate, you need to know Mark, and if you listen to our segment today, you know more about how to make money with him. We'll be right back with more great information you can use today. We'll be back after this. Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. We're out of here. AC, it's yours. Oh, yeah, you're happy and I'm happy, and the reason we're happy is because we deal with Warren Henry. Hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service to pick you up and take you back, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren happy. You're happy with Warren Henry.
No offense to you, don't waste your time. Here's why. Because I'm happy. Come along if you feel.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
You know, as a high-powered executive, I demand the best for my health, and I know you do, too. You know, with a UHealth Executive Physical, that's just what you get. From the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service. That customer service provided by your personal concierge that's going to guide you through your visit, and you're going to get a customized preventive health care plan that's going to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. So, do what I do. Trust UHealth to take care of you so you can take care of business. Schedule your executive physical today. Call 305-243-2738. I'll do it again for the Jets fans. That's 305-243-2738.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, traffic sounds nasty out there, so be careful. Just let that person that cut you off, let them go, and let's talk about UHealth. UHealth, that's University of Miami Health System, and we bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. And UHealth is big. It contains more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Palm Beach Gardens and to Miami and all around, and now they're in Plantation, Naples, they're all over. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to health care. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. You know, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for a 12th year in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, you just ask these folks. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. It's now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great, and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better every day over there. You know, they're doing some really innovative and interesting things. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know. It could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you today. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got to hear.
Oh, yeah, and you know by now, like when he says he feels nice, like sugar and spice, it's time for us to talk to our UHealth guest. And especially because I feel nice, like sugar and spice, we're going to talk today about medical marijuana, or I guess marijuana in general, and its impact on the human body. We've got Denise C., and I'm going to butcher it as usual, Vidot, Dr. Vidot. She's a PhD. She's the executive director at the Student Myeloma Advocacy. I'm really doing a number here today, Dr. Vidot. And she's a researcher at the University of Miami Department of Public Health Sciences. Her research on the health outcomes of marijuana use spans 3 years. We're going to discuss their current research on medical marijuana. Welcome to the show. How'd I do on your name?
Pretty good. It's Dr. Vito.
Okay. I'm going to have them call me with all of this. Or AC, you got to preview it and tell me it. But we're not here to listen to me kibitz. We're here to listen to the doctor talk about the impact of marijuana on the body. Doctor, it's yours.
Oh, well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I love talking about my research. So it's my pleasure.
Love to hear it.
Secondly, you know, this is a great topic right now, especially with all the legal ramifications going on in Florida and federally. So I'm glad that we're having these conversations. But the research that we do has to do with looking at the population of the U.S.
Uh-huh.
And we've been studying emerging adulthood, adults, and middle-aged adults to see what impact of marijuana use has on metabolic syndrome.
What is that?
I was just going to say, most people wonder what's metabolic syndrome. But really, it's a cluster of risk factors that when they are working simultaneously, it increases your chances for diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and all those scary terms that we all trying to run away from.
Okay, well, it's good we're having
like high blood pressure, glucose, things like that.
Okay, so it's good that we have you on because there's a lot of noise about marijuana. Let's get some of the facts. Serve them up. Let's hear it. What are the marijuana users out there? What do they got coming at them?
Well, first of all, I have to preface with my studies are not causation. So I'm looking at a snapshot. So I can just tell you about associations and relationships that we're seeing so far.
Okay.
And what we see so far is that in middle-aged adults and in emerging adulthood, so that's like anywhere between 20 and 30 years old and then above 60, we're seeing that current use of marijuana is associated with lower waist circumference, lower BMIs, and lower blood sugar levels, which when you hear those things, though independently, it sounds like a good thing. But they are with higher blood pressures. So,
but wait a minute now. So people are using pot and they're getting a higher blood pressure? How does that work?
Well, that's what we need more studies to find out. What's going on inside the body? You know, I can't really say at this moment, but I know I'm definitely doing research to find out one day.
Wow. What are other things? Well, I guess before we go on, maybe some of our listeners want to be part of your study. How do they get involved with that?
Oh, well, definitely. I love that.
No, I'm serious. AC's cracking up. I mean, AC, we got people here that have been doing marijuana. Maybe they want to get involved here. I don't know. Doctor?
Yeah, well, they can always email me, and that's at dvidot, V-I-D-O-T, at miami.edu. And I can definitely point them in the direction of some research that's going on.
Actually, you gave your email wrong. It's dvidot, D-V-I-D-O-T, at medmiami.edu. You didn't get the med part in there.
Oh, well, thank you.
No, it's okay. I'm here. That's what I'm here for. You're the star. I'm just helping.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. But yeah, so that's the main thing. And a recent study that's really hot off the press, that I'm actually right now in Denver about to present at a conference tomorrow.
Oh, no way.
So this research is late breaking. Tomorrow I'm going to be talking about how we did a study on racial and ethnic groups.
How'd that
turn
out?
And we saw that Hispanic marijuana users actually have a lower prevalence of this metabolic syndrome if they happen to be using marijuana at the same time.
Okay.
Like I said, it's an association. We don't know what causes, definitely. But that's very interesting, especially among Hispanics, who have one of the highest percentages of cardiovascular disease.
Yeah, like you should maybe check out the links to some of the genes or something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Apple One, throw that in there.
Yeah.
See, I don't know what I'm talking about at all. So what are some of the other things that you've found so far, Doctor?
Well, that's the main thing, you know, that current users happen to have a lower prevalence of metabolic syndrome.
Okay.
We just need to find out why and what kind of marijuana are they using. And this brings into your question of the medicinal marijuana.
Right.
Is there something different between that and recreational? So there's plenty to do.
Wow. And are you finding any other collateral stuff or any anecdotal stuff that you can share with our folks? You know, I just want to make sure we get all your stuff out there.
Right now, just more. I don't want to say give any recommendations or anything, but the research is coming.
Okay. Well, listen, we got to have you back. You got to be a regular on the show. Listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on. I hope you have a great event at Colorado. Our next guest on the show is going to be a guy who moved from Miami to Colorado. And he's in the medical marijuana implementation part. He does the real estate. He does investing. It's all really cool. In fact, maybe he'll even go to your event. Hey, where are you speaking tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm speaking at the Westin in downtown Denver. It's at the American Psychosomatic Society.
Oh, it sounds like a really interesting crowd. I had to do that. I'm sorry, doctor. You're an easy mark. We got to get you in the studio. You're just an absolute giggler. We would have the best time. Doctor, if they want to get you, what's your email? And don't forget the Med Miami part this time.
Yes, it's DVito, V as a Victor, I-D-O-T. At med.miami.edu.
And that's if people want to participate. Oh, yeah, never want to forget the med. You're just terrific, doctor. We really do need you in the studio. You've got a great sense of humor. So this was great information for our guests, for our listeners. And if one of our listeners wants to participate in your study, they can email you at divadoc. Did I get it right, finally?
Yes.
Close enough for a guy from North Miami Beach, right? At med.miami.edu. You've been an absolute sport, doctor. I can't wait till you come back to Miami. And we got to have you back next year when you got another year of your study in the book. Would you do that for us?
Of course. I look forward to seeing you.
Oh, yeah, an oldie but a goodie here. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Hey, keep that a little bit up there in the background. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap pickup and delivery, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a certified commercial investment member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right. Hey, you know, where are you going to go when you need a loan and the traditional bank's going to say no if your situation won't allow you to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan and your story, well, it just doesn't fit into the standard box? I call my friends that I've known for 10 years, Bob and Milvey at Spectrum Mortgage. They've been in the business for 25 years, and they're the pros at providing non-QM portfolio bank jumbo loans for borrowers. They represent only small community banks that are going to portfolio those loans that the traditional lenders won't even consider. Spectrum's one of the oldest private lenders here in Florida, and they'll do bridge loans up to $10 million a deal. They'll give you cash out, or they'll do a purchase deal. They'll do a property anywhere in Florida. They'll also do commercial. They'll do loans to non-U.S. citizens. They may even do a construction loan if you treat them just the right way. They'll issue an approval the same day. They'll close within a week. I've seen Bob and Milvia perform. I know that these are the folks to call when you're mortgage challenged. Hey, call Robert Gutlund or Milvia at 305-444-3666. Again, that number is 305-444-3666.
Marlins fans, your home team is back in town, and we'll be taking the field this weekend against our division rivals.
Division rivals.
The Atlanta Braves. April 15th, 16th, and 17th. Join us for an exciting weekend of baseball and cheer your Marlins on to victory.
A tremendous high drive to left. It is up, up, and away. Home run number one.
Be sure to secure your tickets now at Marlins.com. See you at Marlins Park, and let's go fish.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Yes, you're listening to Jim Freed. But Jim, before we officially, get back into the segment, I know I had a chance to meet your beautiful wife, and I know things could be hard right now. And I just want to know an update of what's going on with the donor and how are things going.
I love you, AC. Thank you so much for asking. I really appreciate it. We've had a lot of issues trying to get a kidney transplant. You think that it's going to be easy, and it's just not. We have a beautiful lady who's a donor, but that lady has been rejected now for transplant to two different hospitals for reasons that are going to stay private to us and to her. But she is a beautiful person. She's sticking with us. We're going to another hospital. We're going to try to get her approved at that other hospital. But she's our second donor, our first donor. Well, that donor got donation fatigue. She was a match, but it took her 18 months to get her try to get her family together, and they finally didn't approve the transplant, and she backed out. We found the second donor. Second donor's having problems. I need a backup. Not a backup. I need help. I need you to help me. I need the people out there to reach down deep and to understand that it's National Organ Donation Month. 20 people die every day waiting for a kidney transplant, and there's a lot of misconceptions out there. For instance, you only need one kidney. A person only needs one kidney. Now, my wife, both her kidneys don't work. In fact, for the last 8 months, my wife hasn't even been able to take a number one. That's right. My wife hasn't peed for 8 months. So you go through summer in South Florida drinking water and not peeing, and you see what happens to you. My wife is drawn. She's weakened at times. We have cut back our schedule to the point where all she does is go to dialysis, run a couple errands if she can, and comes home. I tuck her into bed. I kiss her on the forehead. I tell her how much I love her and what a superstar she is. My wife is Wonder Woman. How she gets up and keeps doing this, I have no idea. She is my personal hero, and I want you to help her if you possibly can. So, what are a couple of other misconceptions? You don't need to be a match. You don't need to be a match with my wife. All you need to do is volunteer to be a donor, and then if you are accepted to be a donor, they can put you into the National Donor Exchange Program, and they can find another person that matches my wife, and that person, well, that kidney comes to my wife, and your kidney goes to somebody else, and now we've made two people have a life. You've given the gift of life to two people, not just one. And wow, isn't that just a great thing? And before I forget, I want to give a special shout out to our friends in Austin, Texas. They call, they text, they give us all the support in the world. I love the people in Austin, Texas. We have got a great love affair going with them, and they support us on this issue all the time. Hugs and kisses to all our people out in Austin that do give us, stand up with us, because it's very, very tough. I support my wife. She's a star. She gets calls all day long from people giving her support. Very few people call me, but I'm strong for her. I don't mind. And by the way, I get calls. And we've now gone out on the internet. Last week, we're going out this week, and we're going to keep going strong until we find people that are going to stand up to give the gift of life. And I'll tell you, we've set the record down at the Miami Transplant Institute. Lots of people have registered to see if they're suitable, but it's not easy. We've had people that have been denied because they had internal injuries in an auto accident, that they had a little bit of a problem with some of their other bodily parts, that they're pre-diabetic, that they are diabetic, that they're too old. All these things, and I want to thank every single person that called and offered to make a donation. And I got to tell you, I'm looking for the donation number here. You see me fumbling on the internet if you're watching on the internet, but I'll get it. I'll get it here in a second, because you got to have the number to the Miami Transplant Institute, where my wife is registered. She's also registered at CHANS. And so we're trying real hard, and we're going to get this done. So if you want to give a kidney and you want to get the phone number for them and you want to talk to them, I'm going to give it to you right now. The number that you call to get tested to see if you can be a kidney donor is 305-355-5433. And this time I won't insult the Jets fans and say I got to go slow for them. I'm going to say it just normal speed again. Call 305-355-5433. That's 305-355-5433. Call that number. Offer to be an organ donor, a kidney donor. Tell them you want to donate for Vivian Freed. And for goodness sakes, if you don't qualify to donate for Vivian, donate for somebody else. It's important to get out there. It's important to be an organ donor. AC, how much time do I have left?
You got 2 minutes.
All right, I got 2 minutes left. Usually I go to the close, but I'm going to spend one more minute on this because it's that important. If you want to be an organ donor, you call the Miami Transplant Institute hotline. The number is 305-355-5433. And you call that number and you give them your name. You tell them you're trying to get on the list for Vivian Freed. And if you don't match with my wife, we'll find somebody for you to donate the gift of life to. But imagine the person that needs a kidney transplant is feeling bloated. They're feeling they're run down. They're having all kinds of physical issues that we're not going to talk about on the phone. When they come back from dialysis, they're nauseous. They usually need to have a ride because their blood pressure is so low. It goes on and on and on. Save somebody's life. Give them the gift of life. I'll give it one more time. Call 305-355-5433 and change the world today.
You see, you don't talk. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money. And it may sound funny, but I come to get my money.
All right, AC had the hot finger and he started the outgoing music a little too early because he saw how into it I was for my wife. But I got to thank the sponsors, AC. I got to thank South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, the CCIMs, Kind Snacks, U Health, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, the Miami Dolphins, the Social Media 305, the Miami Marlins. I have great sponsors. Ron Book and Lawrence Kids, I love you. Ron made a special call to help Vivian today. Aztec Group, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, thank you, listeners. Please call the Miami Transplant Institute. We gave the number earlier. It's National Organ Donation Month. Go to your Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, share Vivian's story on all your social media platforms. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from at Jim Freed, at Freed on Business, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, the website, www.freedonbusiness.com. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on the website probably tomorrow. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for an 880. We'll be on 880 a.m. next Thursday. Why? Because I love this. Absolutely love this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. AC, it is yours now. Thank you. I want to thank everybody. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you all so very much. God bless.
Prepare to be pampered at the most luxurious in-theater dining.